أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent in relation to the institution of Nabuwa, which is the institution of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us to reach our full potential. And today I'd like to briefly look at a profile of Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam. Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam was those who served at Bayt al-Muqaddas and an eminent leader of the Bani Israel. Now, in the meantime, we have the birth of Maryam. And Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam marries Maryam's elder sister, whose name was Aisha. A lot of age difference between the two. And he becomes a guardian of Maryam. Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam was 75 years old with no child. His wife too had reached an age where no one expected her to bear a child. Now at this time he frequented Bayt al-Muqaddas because he used to look after Sayyida Maryam alayha salam and used to take care of her. When one day he goes to visit her and he finds fruits, winter fruits in summer and summer fruits in winter, this is what he does. Let's look at the Quran says. Quran in Surah Al Imran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. Whenever Zakaria entered the sanctuary to see her, he found her with food. قَالَ, he said, يَا مَرْيَمُ, O Maryam, أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا, where did this come to you? قَالَتْ وَمِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, she said, it is from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives to whom he pleases without measure. And Zakaria to himself thought, Allah who can do such a favor to Maryam can certainly give me a child. And in Ayah 38, Allah says, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. There did Zakaria pray to his Rabb. He says, قَالَ رَبِّي حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. My Rabb, grant me from you a good offspring. Indeed, you are the hearer of du'as. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. The angel called to him as he stood praying in the sanctuary. Look at the immediate answer. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah gives you the good news of Yahya, a son, verifying a word from Allah, an honorable and a prophet from amongst the righteous ones. قَالَ, he asked for this, for this child. He's given the good news of a child. Look what he says. He says, Rabbi, anna yakunu li ghulamu wa qad balagani al-qibaru wa imra'ati akir. My Rabb, how can there be a son born to me and all age has come to me and my wife is barren? Qala kadhalika Allahu yaf'alu ma yasha. He said, even this does Allah what he pleases. So Zakaria says, Qala Rabbi ij'alli aya. My Rabb, appoint a sign for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا. Your sign is that you should not speak to men for 3 days except by sign language. Immediately Zakaria does a sijda of shukr. Aisha becomes pregnant after 5 years and gives birth to Yahya or John. She is said to have lived for some time even after Yahya, Prophet Yahya alayhi salam, was killed. Now, just a note here, when Zakaria calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see how he calls him. I'd just like to look at his dua. We saw a little bit of it in Surah Al Imran. In Surah Maryam, Allah expands on him. This is Ayah 3. It says, إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًا. He called upon his Rabb in low voice. Look what he says. He tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all his insecurities. In other words, he acknowledges his insecurities. He says, قَالَ Rabbi inni wahana al-azmu minni. My Rabb, my bones are weakened. Washta'ala ra'asu shayba. My head flares with hoariness. I've become old. Walam aqum bi du'aika rabbi shaqiya. But my Rabb, I have never been unsuccessful in my du'as to you. And then he says why he wants a child. See, he has considered every aspect. He says, wa inni khiftu al-mawaliya min wara'i wa kanat imra'ati aqiran fa habli min ladunka waliya. I fear my cousins after me. In other words, it's saying, in this progeny, I cannot see anybody righteous, and my wife is barren. So grant me from yourself an heir, يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب, who shall inherit me and inherit from the children of يعقوب, واجعله ربي رضيا, make him my Rabb, one in whom you are well pleased. A dua to be considered when we pray for our children. He says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغْبًا وَرَحَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِينَ. Surely they used to hasten one with another in deeds of goodness and to call upon us, hoping and fearing, and they were humble before us. This is the methodology of calling upon us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we embark on something, to know how to and to know why we are doing something. Very important from the life of Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam.